the head of Al Jazeera America, has been replaced. Ihab al-Shihabi was removed from his job as CEO yesterday following the resignations of three high-ranking executives at the network. A former top news executive there claimed al-Shihabi bred a culture of fear in the newsroom. So what's going on at Al Jazeera America? David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent, joins us from New York with more. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what is causing all this turmoil at this network? So many top executives being leaving on their own or being ousted.
Well, I guess I'd identify three influences on that, one of which is that although it comes with a lot of money and it launched in 2013 with access to over half of American households, it's got minuscule audiences in the tens of thousands. And even though there seems to be limitless money from the ruling family of Qatar, nonetheless, there's cost pressures on what the network is doing. And so there have been a lot of changes in programming made by that man until very recently, the CEO, in ways in which I think a lot of journalists at the network took some umbrage. Secondly, you've got circumstances in which a guy was sort of rose through the ranks, a guy named Osman Mahmoud, who was a video editor and who in a short period of months rose to be a senior vice president of broadcast operation. And he was tolerated despite as the allegation reads in this lawsuit and confirmed to me by one of the recent top executives who left, the fact that this guy was being dismissive of women, cutting them out of projects, publicly denigrating their judgment and intervening in areas that wasn't his own. So the lawsuit seeking $15 million is saying that this guy was allowed to create a toxic sexist atmosphere for women at the network, among other things, and that he was indulged because he claimed to have a close relationship and seems to with the person who's the director general atop the network's parent company. In addition, the network has just been struggling to figure out management under Shihabi, in part because he's mercurial and has been not consistent in the messages that he's sending to the people who are working under him.
But he's not leaving. He's staying on as COO, at least for now. I guess the question is this a problem? Are the problems that Al Jazeera America has been facing, are they because of this guy, al-Shihabi, or are they just bigger problems that exist for that network?
Well, I think they're manifold. I think that we should not expect Shihabi to last more than a period of days or a few weeks. He was shifted over. He announced in a memo welcoming his successor as CEO, he announced that he was shifting to a job as chief operating officer. If you think about the fact that usually a CEO oversees, for example, the heads of the legal department and the human resources departments, departments that apparently didn't take seriously formal complaints by people who have since left the network claiming a discrimination by the network, that doesn't seem particularly tenable. It would seem as though he engineered a face-saving gesture that will not last very long. Secondly, you've got the question of Al Jazeera itself. You know, its brand in this country is somewhat tainted by its relationship with the original brand of Al Jazeera, Al Jazeera Arabic, a place that we think of as doing some very good journalism, but nonetheless informed by a very different sensibility and outlook, a place that is much more likely to be skeptical, critical, and even hostile at times to Israel, at least in the voices it allows on the air in ways that wouldn't be done by American markets. The argument for Al Jazeera America was this is going to be a network that was largely created by Americans for Americans, but with a sense of harder news judgment, a place that wouldn't focus on Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber or entertainment news, but really would look at hard news in tough ways. A lot of people say its coverage remains very critical of American institutions, figures, and policies, but nonetheless doing it from a sensibility that American journalism understands. I think the name goes a long way to making people reluctant to turn in and trust it.
Should they change the name then? Is it possible for this network to survive now, given all it's been through? Is there ever going to be a market in the U.S. for what they're selling?
Well, you know, the funny thing is its true expertise is in some ways its foreign coverage. It has, I believe, 70 bureaus around the world through Al Jazeera English, a sister network that has a bit more of a British or BBC sensibility, a little less personality driven. You know, anchors on Al Jazeera America are familiar to us. Ali Velshi, you know, formerly of CNN.
Who's been on this show, by the way, yeah.
Absolutely. John Sigenthaler, who was on MSNBC, Antonio Mora from ABC News. These are people who are known to us in known quantities. And at the same time, I think that, you know, when there are uprisings, for example, in Arab countries, people look to Al Jazeera to provide context and understanding and also just be present in ways that a lot of international news agencies may not be instantly on the scene. So they do serve a role. But here in America, you know, Americans aren't turning to a network called Al Jazeera to tell them about their own country. It's just not happening in very large numbers.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, as Al Jazeera America continues to go through what I guess at best are growing pains and at worst are bigger problems than that. David, thank you so much.
You bet.